Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into the stirring and raw memoir Lady Sings the Blues by Billie Holiday, co-written with William F. Dufty. This book offers an unflinching glimpse into the life of one of the most iconic figures in American music. From her traumatic childhood in Baltimore to her ascent to fame amidst the vibrant but challenging world of Harlem's speakeasies, Holiday's narrative is a testament to her enduring spirit and unmatched talent. Yet, this journey is not without its shadows, as she candidly addresses the battles she faced against racism and drug addiction, which tinted her career and personal life. Billie Holiday's influence on jazz and American music is unparalleled. Known for her unique voice and emotive delivery, her story is not only about the music but also about resilience in the face of relentless adversity. William F. Dufty, who helped bring her words to the page, was a seasoned newspaper journalist and editor, further lending credibility and a poignant eloquence to Holiday's compelling tale. Lady Sings the Blues is a must-read for music lovers who wish to understand the soul behind Holiday's unforgettable voice. It is also a captivating read for those interested in the allure and dangers of Harlem's nightlife in the early 20th century, as well as readers drawn to memoirs that don't shy away from the grit and grace of real life. Join us as we explore the triumphs and trials of Billie Holiday's life, a journey that echoes the complexity of her music and the era she defined. Lady Sings the Blues, the 50th Anniversary Edition, with a revised discography. Introduction. A voice that echoed through time. Billie Holiday's journey to legend. Billie Holiday's indelible voice not only captivated the world through her music, but also through the story of her life, as she narrates in Lady Sings the Blues. Born into poverty in the streets of 1920s Baltimore, Billie's journey was nothing short of miraculous. Her tale transports us from her humble beginnings to the glittering but grimy jazz clubs of Harlem, where she rubbed shoulders with legends like Benny Goodman. With Billie as our guide, we're taken on a voyage across mid-20th century America, sharing in the joys and sorrows encountered by a black woman striving for greatness in an era of profound racial prejudice. Billie's narrative is raw and unfiltered. She doesn't shy away from the harsh realities of her life. From the darkness of sexual assault, domestic violence, and racism to the lows of prostitution, Billie paints a vivid picture of the obstacles that paved her path. Yet it's her openness about these experiences that underline the magnitude of her success and the everlasting impact of her legacy. In Lady Sings the Blues, Billie offers us more than just a recounting of events. She invites us into her world with the same authenticity and flair that marked her music. Some of her anecdotes might carry the embellishments typical of a jazz improvisation, weaving in elements of exaggeration or even fiction. But these artistic liberties serve not to distort, but to deepen our understanding of Billie Holiday, a woman who saw herself not just as a narrator of her own life, but as a storyteller, shaping her narrative with the improvisational genius akin to her musical performances. Though we may never experience the sultry ambiance of after-hours clubs or the spontaneous magic of late-night jam sessions through Lady Sings the Blues, we are afforded a glimpse into the life of a true legend. Billie Holiday was more than just a great jazz singer. Her story, told in her own unforgettable voice, immortalizes her as an icon whose music and legacy continue to resonate across generations. Part 1. From the Ashes of Hardship, Billie Holiday's Early Struggles. In the heart of Baltimore, Maryland, on April 17, 1915, a journey began for a baby girl who would one day captivate the world with her voice. Named Eleonora by her young parents, Sadie Fagan, merely 13, and Clarence Pop Holiday, aged 15, she was destined to transform her identity and the landscape of music as Billie Holiday. Billie's early life was steeped in labor. From a tender age, she was immersed in work, cleaning, and babysitting, a common tale for many in her circumstances. Yet, It was through an unconventional arrangement with Alice Dean, a brothel keeper, that Billy found her solace and payment not in coins, but in the enriching sounds of Louis Armstrong and Bessie Smith. Music became her refuge. The fabric of her family life was equally tumultuous, with her father joining a band and leaving, and her mother departing northward for better prospects. Billy found herself in the care of relatives. This arrangement, far from nurturing, introduced her to the cruelty of Cousin Ida's beatings and Henry's torment. A glimmer of hope appeared when Sadie returned, seemingly with the means to secure a better living situation in a more desirable neighborhood. Yet, this new beginning was marred by a horrific act. Billy, at the fragile age of 10, was raped by a neighbor. The aftermath saw her unjustly punished, confined to a Catholic institution designed to be her cage until adulthood. Only her mother's intervention spared her from years of continued suffering. Billy's trials followed her to New York City, where her mother unknowingly placed her in another brothel. Recognizing the environment, Billy, now 13, descended into prostitution, a decision that led her to the harrowing confines of Welfare Island's jail. There, she endured further assaults on her dignity, faced violence, and was isolated in solitary confinement. Each of these tribulations could have spelled the end for many, but not for Billy. She emerged from every adversity with an unbreakable spirit, each ordeal honing the depth and emotion in her voice. These experiences, raw and painful, became the crucible for her transformation into a star. Through music, Billie Holiday not only voiced her own sorrows but resonated with the struggles and hopes of many, etching her place in the annals of history as a beacon of resilience and artistry. Part 2. A Voice That Warmed the Coldest Night. Billie Holiday's Breakthrough. In the chilling embrace of a Harlem winter, Billie Holiday and her mother Sadie found themselves on the verge of eviction. Sadie was ill, unable to work, and their future looked bleak. It was under these dire circumstances that Billy, determined and resilient, ventured into the night. She roamed 133rd Street, a beacon of jazz and blues, in search of any work that could stave off their looming crisis. Her search, initially fruitless, led her to the doorstep of Pods and Jerry's, where destiny awaited in the guise of a compassionate piano player. The pianist's question, could she sing, was a turning point. Billy, embodying the loneliness of her song choice, traveling all alone, unleashed her soul into the melody. Her performance was so stirring, so drenched in heartfelt emotion, that she moved the patrons to tears and earned herself $38 by the end of the night, a small fortune that signified more than monetary gain. It was the birth of a star. Billy's talent soon brought her to the Log Cabin, a speakeasy where Harlem's vibrant heartbeat pulsed strongest. It was here that she crossed paths with the luminaries of the music world, connecting with influential figures like John Hammond, Mildred Bailey, and Benny Goodman. With Goodman, she ventured into the daunting world of recording, facing down a formidable microphone to lay down tracks that would mark the beginning of an illustrious career. Billy's burgeoning presence in the Harlem music scene saw her gracing stages across the district, including the iconic Apollo Theater. Her voice, distinct in its slow, emotive delivery, became her signature. An aficionado of jazz's nuanced improvisation, she vowed to never perform a song the same way twice, ensuring her art remained as dynamic and unpredictable as life itself. The apartment she shared with Sadie transformed into a hub of Harlem's cultural tapestry, a place where musicians and characters from all walks of life congregated. Stories were shared, Sadie's fried chicken became legendary, and music filled the air deep into the night. It was during this vibrant chapter that saxophonist Lester Young, a fixture in their home, christened Sadie and Billy with nicknames that would endure, Duchess and Lady Day. Through a blend of fortuitous encounters and Billy's unyielding dedication, her initial breakthrough on that cold night at Pods and Jerry's set the stage for a legendary journey. Amidst the trials and tribulations, Billie Holiday's voice emerged as a beacon of hope and expression, forever altering the landscape of American music. Part 3: The Trials of a Trailblazer, Billie Holiday's Battles on the Road. In the late 1930s, Billie Holiday, accompanied by Artie Shaw and his all-white band, navigated the tumultuous landscapes of America, a place where the color of one's skin was a harbinger of challenge and conflict. On a particular night in Kentucky, amidst a sea of faces, Billie's gaze fell upon a sheriff whose demeanor screamed trouble. Rather than seek shelter in avoidance, she wagered with her bandmates on the inevitability of confrontation. Her intuition proved accurate. Insulted during her performance, Billie met the sheriff's contempt with laughter, a small victory in the ongoing battle against racism. These encounters were not isolated incidents for Billie. They punctuated her tours, serving as a grim reminder of the societal prejudices that pervaded America. The year before, while touring with the all-black Count Basie band, the color of her skin was a point of contention once again. In Detroit, the audience balked at her light complexion, a discord that was temporarily resolved by darkening her skin with grease paint against her wishes. Yet, it was the more mundane elements of life on the road, eating, sleeping, even the simple act of using the restroom, that underscored the systemic racism she faced. Denied service at restaurants, lodging at hotels, and access to basic facilities, Billie's health deteriorated under the weight of discrimination, culminating in a diagnosed inflammation of the bladder that forced her to seek medical attention and ultimately return home to recuperate. Amidst these personal struggles, tragedy struck. Billie received a phone call delivering the devastating news of her father, Pop Holiday's death. His final days were a poignant illustration of the cruel racial divide as he sought treatment for pneumonia only to be turned away from hospital after hospital in Dallas. Only at a Veterans Affairs hospital was he admitted, but by then it was tragically too late. Billie Holiday's time on the road with Artie Shaw and Count Basie not only tested her resilience but also highlighted the systemic racism that plagued America during the 1930s. Through her unwavering spirit and determination, Billie endured, turning her trials and tribulations into the soulful melodies that resonated with many and challenged the status quo. Her journey was marked by both the pain of exclusion and the triumph of perseverance, enshrining her legacy as a fearless pioneer in the battle against racial injustice. Part 4: From Harlem to Hollywood, The Rise of Billie Holiday. Billie Holiday's journey from the oppressive reality of segregated America to the heights of fame unfolded within the welcoming embrace of cafe society downtown in New York City. This progressive venue, unfettered by the racial biases that marred her tours across the country, provided the perfect backdrop for her ascension to stardom. It was here, amidst the integrated crowd, that Billie penned Strange Fruit, a poignant protest song inspired by a stirring poem and the tragic death of her father in Dallas. The song, echoing with the pain and injustice of racism, became synonymous with her legacy, securing her place among the New York City elite and propelling her onto the national stage. 2 years of relentless performances at Cafe Society cultivated a yearning for new horizons. Billie ventured to California, finding herself in the company of stars and embarking on adventures that seemed worlds away from her humble beginnings in Baltimore. A memorable encounter with a persistent white heckler at a San Fernando Valley club ended humorously with assistance from Bob Hope, who leapt to Billie's defense in a display of camaraderie that transcended racial lines, shared among icons like Judy Garland and Jerry Colonna. In Los Angeles, Billie formed a connection with Orson Welles, the creative force behind Citizen Kane. Introducing Welles to the vibrant black culture of Central Avenue, she navigated criticisms about their interracial association with grace, as Welles disregarded naysayers, captivated by the community and Billie herself. Returning to New York, Billie graced 52nd Street, a buzzing hub of jazz albeit one initially marred by racial exclusivity. Despite the prevalent segregation, Billings featuring Billy and Teddy Wilson amidst predominantly white acts hinted at the dismantling of barriers, driven by the undeniable drawing power of black talent. The eventual embrace of integrated performances transformed Midtown into a vibrant reflection of Harlem's rich musical heritage, with legends such as Coleman Hawkins and Nat Cole sharing the stage with Billy in spectacular lineups. Billy's star further brightened with a return to California, where earthquakes seemed to punctuate her visits, and the glamour of Hollywood royalty, from Betty Davis to Lana Turner, mingled with the jazz scene's luminaries in admiration of her performance. Beyond the glamour and the earthquakes, Billy's journey from the adversity faced in Baltimore to the luminous world of celebrity was a testament to her enduring spirit and transcendent talent. Billie Holiday, once a young girl who found solace in the sounds of Louis Armstrong and Bessie Smith, had transformed her pain and experiences into a legacy that bridged divides, united diverse audiences, and secured her place among the stars. From coast to coast, her life mirrored the glittering constellations she once only dreamed of reaching, embodying the essence of the star she was always meant to become. Part 5. A downward spiral, love, addiction, and the law close in on Billie Holiday. During a period where Billie Holiday's career was soaring, her personal life took a tumultuous turn with the entrance of Jimmy Monroe. Against the advice of her mother, who doubted Monroe's intentions, Billie, driven by defiance, married him in a spur-of-the-moment decision in September of 1941. This union, however, came at a grievous cost. Monroe introduced Billie to heroin, marking the beginning of a shared descent into addiction. The cruel grip of heroin addiction soon transformed from a shared vice with Monroe to a solitary battle for Billie when he vanished in Los Angeles. Stranded, sick, and unable to procure heroin on her own, Billie's situation spiraled, forcing her to return to New York in an agonizing state of withdrawal and financial ruin. Back in New York, Billie managed to briefly reclaim her life, returning to perform at the famous door on 52nd Street. Adorned with her signature white gardenias, her performances belied the turmoil within, as heroin coursed through her veins, its hold as strong as ever. Billie's struggle with addiction remained a personal demon until 1946, when her decision to seek treatment inadvertently turned her into a target for law enforcement. Her departure from a rehabilitation hospital marked the beginning of an unyielding pursuit by the police. This relentless surveillance culminated in Philadelphia approximately a year later, following a dramatic escape from a high-speed chase, only to face arrest in New York in May of 1947. In the throes of depression and suffering from withdrawal, Billie's confrontation with the legal system was marked by a sense of resignation. Opting to forego legal representation, she pleaded guilty to narcotics possession and transportation, clinging to the hope of receiving treatment. Yet instead of the aid she so desperately sought, the judgment handed down was a year of imprisonment. Billie Holiday's entanglement with Jimmy Monroe, which began as an act of rebellion, evolved into a harrowing narrative of addiction and legal troubles. It serves as a dark chapter in the life of an iconic figure, highlighting her battle with substance abuse and the unforgiving scrutiny of the authorities, a battle that ultimately led her to the confines of a prison cell, far removed from the stages where her voice had once soared unbounded. Part 6. Resilience in the Face of Adversity. The Life of Billie Holiday After Prison. The echoes of Billie Holiday's time at Alderson Prison in West Virginia starkly contrasted with her earlier confinement on Welfare Island, offering her a semblance of peace despite the segregation. Billie embraced the solitude, finding solace in the kitchen, the rhythm of knitting, and the creativity of crafting jewelry. However, her musical voice remained silent within the prison walls, a silence that extended briefly beyond her release. Yet, the call of music proved irresistible. Merely 10 days after regaining her freedom, Billie Holiday stood before a sea of faces at Carnegie Hall, her performance a triumphant return to the stage that reignited her passion for performing full-time. New York, however, presented its own set of challenges, her criminal record a barrier she couldn't surmount alone. The key to this obstacle was Joe Levy, whose influence opened doors that would have otherwise remained closed, including performances at his Ebony Club on 52nd Street. Levy's support extended beyond the professional, showering Billy with gifts and a semblance of normalcy. But the veil of happiness soon lifted, revealing the harsh realities of exploitation and control. Despite exhausting herself for a Broadway show Levy produced, payment was withheld, a clear indication of his possessive grip over her. This tumultuous period reached its climax with another legal scare involving Levy and opium, a trial that, through the support of friends and a clean slate, concluded in Billy's favor, allowing her a fresh start. Love, however, remained a complex chapter in Billy's life, with Louis McKay stepping into the frame as her new partner. Their life together in Queens was marked by public affection and professional limitations, steering Billy's path towards Europe in 1955, a journey that opened her eyes to a new world of possibilities and acceptance, from the warm embrace of a Danish family to the exhilarating freedom of skiing in Zurich. Europe also provided Billy with a fresh perspective on narcotics and addiction. The stark contrast between European empathy and American criminalization of drug use resonated with her deeply, aligning with her view of addiction as a sickness rather than a crime. Despite her distaste for heroin, the shadow of addiction loomed large, leading to her and McKay's arrest in 1956. Awaiting a bus back to New York, amidst the exhaustion and the ever-present watch of law enforcement, Billy found a moment of solace in McKay's support. Her journey back to the city was not just a physical return, but a metaphorical reflection on the cycles of hardship and resilience that defined her life. Billie Holiday's story is not simply one of music and fame, but a testament to unyielding strength in the face of relentless adversity. Final summary. Lady Sings the Blues paints Billie Holiday's life with strokes of hope against a backdrop of suffering, yet the reality of her final years belies a fairy tale conclusion. Despite the glimmers of triumph, her story is marred by trauma, both personal and systemic. Louis McKay, rather than being her stronghold, became a source of torment, his acts of physical abuse and financial exploitation casting long shadows over her later life. Meanwhile, the specter of heroin, a constant presence through much of her adult years, wrought irreversible damage on her body, leading to a tragic denouement in 1959. Billy's death at the age of 44, a consequence of heart failure induced by cirrhosis of the liver, marked the premature end of a soul too vibrant for the hardships it bore. Yet, in focusing on the tumultuous threads of Billie Holiday's existence, one risks overshadowing the extraordinary resilience and talent that defined her as much as her struggles. Her battles, while harrowing, were the forge on which her artistry was tempered, infusing her music with a depth of emotion and authenticity that resonated deeply with audiences. It is this indomitable spirit, this unwavering commitment to her craft, despite the maelstrom of her personal life, that cements her legacy. Billie Holiday's influence extends far beyond the scars of her battles. It lies in the beauty and pain of her music, in the unflinching honesty of her voice that continues to enchant and move listeners. Her legacy is not defined by her end, but by the enduring power of her art, an exquisite testament to her strength and creativity. Life dealt Billie Holiday a hand filled with challenges that would have silenced lesser spirits, yet she chose to sing, to share her soul with the world through her music. In the annals of American culture, her voice remains a beacon of artistic integrity and emotional depth, a source of inspiration that transcends the confines of her time. Billie Holiday's story may not have had the happy ending many would wish for her, but in her music, her spirit soars eternal, undimmed by the tribulations of her earthly journey. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.